Hello and welcome to the Creek Cabin Podcast. Today we are joined by a very special guest, Dr. Ryan Turcotte, a professor here at Gonzaga, who teaches many sports management classes, including one that he's created recently, International Sports Management. Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
Anytime.
Like, what made you start coaching when you did that out of college?
So I grew up in college coaching. My dad was a head coach at Carroll College in Montana for over 20 years. So I grew up in the locker room at practice, you know, being the water boy, the towel boy. It's kind of all I ever knew. And my dad always kind of told me growing up that I shouldn't be a coach. He said it's a very stressful position. You get fired, you know, for having a bad season. I didn't really listen to that because I saw how much joy he had, how much passion he had for it. I saw the impact he had on his players. They would graduate and they would come back and see him, and it was a lifelong relationship. And I kind of saw that and I was just like, well, Dad, I hear what you're saying, but I want those relationships. I want to have an impact on the people that I'm working with like you do.
What about, like, coaching overseas made you so interested in that international sports world?
For me, I saw so much different kind of development and teaching in basketball. And I think growing up in a different country, the U.S., other than the U.S., I think you can develop skills, guard skills, and different types of skills, where in the U.S. they kind of put you in a box. It's like, okay, you're a post player. You're going to stay on the block. You're a wing player. You're only going to shoot threes. You're a point guard. You're only going to handle the ball and pass. That's kind of the U.S. mentality. I think it's shifting. But for me, getting a chance to go coach in Turkey and Romania, I did some coaching in New Zealand and Australia as well, kind of with some camps. But I noticed that the teaching and the development and the coaching was different, and it allowed players to play differently and explore new skills. And I think that's why the international game is different than the domestic game, because international players are much more skilled.
And then from there, what inspired the switch from coaching to being a professor?
So, good question. One thing about college basketball in the United States, I love it. I think it's one of the funnest professions, coaching college in particular. But coming back to the U.S., and even while I was coaching in the U.S., I noticed there's a lot of sleazy behavior in coaching. There's a lot of, you know, you guys know about the paying players under the table, you know, giving them duffel bags of cash. That's some of it. But when you really kind of get into a coaching conference, like every year, the Final Four is kind of where all coaches come and get together. It's Division I, II, and III, NAIA, junior college coaches. Every college coach goes to the Final Four, and it's this big networking event. Everyone's wearing a polo with their team on it, and it's a lot of just kind of handshaking and people asking, okay, well, you know, can you help me get a player? You know, do you have access to players? Okay, well, what are you doing next year? And a lot of, you're not really being hired on merit. It's much more about who do you know, what kind of connections do you have? And that really kind of turned me off to the profession. I felt like I want to be in a profession where it's based off of merit, off of the work you've done. I might go back one day, but if I did, I think it would be at the Division III level. I think the Division III level is kind of the most fair level of coaching. I think you do get hired on merit. You keep your job based off of your character, your work ethic, and it's not so much about wins and losses. So I could see myself going back to Division III and coaching one day, but I do love what I'm doing right now.
What would it take to go back? If an opportunity arose, like, what would that opportunity need to look like?
Yes.
To pull you back in?
Good question. It would probably take one of my coaching friends to get a job and hire me, someone that I really know and trust. If it's just kind of a random person, you don't really know when they're going to fire their assistant coach. It could be any time. I do have a friend right now who's actually, he's the head coach at Carroll College right now. So if he got a Division I job and he asked me to be his assistant, which I could see that happening, I'd consider that because I know him. I think the relationship would work really well just because we know each other so well. That would be one scenario. But I think also another scenario, maybe down the road, once my kids have grown up and I don't have to worry about moving them to another city and you know, helping them make it up to find new friends, maybe 15 years from now, when my kids are both in college, I could entertain maybe moving to, you know, a Division III job in California or Oregon or maybe in the Midwest somewhere.
Obviously, you started the international sport management class. What was that process like, and like, what inspired you to want to do that in the first place?
I learned so much traveling. And I know professors are always kind of saying this, but I mean, getting a chance in your 20s to travel, meet other young people through the sports world was so powerful to me. I just, that was, I learned more in my few years of traveling internationally than I think I've ever learned in the classroom. I mean, don't take me wrong, classroom, you learn a lot, but those interactions and experiences of coaching basketball in Turkey, coaching basketball in Palestine, in New Zealand, Australia, all these different parts of the world. It was such just an eye-opening experience, and the contexts are so much different than what we're used to in the United States. So I think that Americans, you know, we are a little bit ignorant of sports. We think we are the best. We think we have it all figured out, and we don't. We have a lot of issues here that we need to address. And I think that we could learn a lot from other countries and how they oversee sports, how they monitor sports, how they develop sports to just make it better. So that's kind of why I wanted to bring that class to Gonzaga. And we're going to continue this. We're going to have a, you know, I don't know if you guys will be here when this happens. We're actually going to have a couple of classes that are global sport focused, and we're going to have a global sports certificate where if you take 3 international sport management classes, you'll get this certificate. So I just created a class called Soccer and Society, which will be a class coming up soon, which will be good. There'll be another one kind of on international basketball and kind of the Olympics, and also another one on the World Cup. So that's kind of where I envision this going. We also are teaching a class in Florence, so we're going to incorporate kind of using that our Florence campus. Dr. Rickle and I just spoke with a professor in China yesterday. We're probably going to be offering a little bit of a certificate to a university in China, a very strong sports university. So I think we've just started kind of the international sport management stuff at Gonzaga. I think there's a lot kind of that we're really looking at and headed towards. Yeah, that's kind of how I got started, but I really have a lot of big dreams and aspirations for this class and this topic going forward.
All right, well, that will do it for our time today. I want to thank Dr. Turcotte for taking the time to be here.
Anytime. Thank you guys so much.
And thank you for listening. We hope to see you next time.